And now we want to take a break from our coverage of Hurricane Irene and the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and talk about a storm of another type. The MTV Video Music Awards are known as much for their outrageous moments as for the music itself. From Lady Gaga's infamous meat dress to the onstage kiss between Britney Spears and Madonna to the unforgettable outburst in 2009 when rapper Kanye West interrupted country star Taylor Swift's acceptance speech.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Well, at this year's Video Music Awards, there were other show-stopping moments, one involving Beyonce herself. We wanted to talk more about it, so we've called upon music blogger Patrice Evans. He's with us from our bureau in New York. Patrice, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
So we'll do the big reveal on Beyonce. Do you want to share the happy news, or shall I?
You can share the news.
Okay, because you don't care. I really don't care. Beyonce is expecting. She revealed that on the black carpet, because there is no red carpet at the VMAs. And she did so in what I think is typical classy Beyonce fashion. She just kind of opened her jacket and rubbed her belly a little bit. But then that was after she performed a bit from Love on Top. Here it is. Well, that was nice. But Patrice, when you think about the awards overall, do you think that the music does take center stage, or is it other things? And does that bother you?
Well, I think usually there is a definite spectacle that trumps the music. But I think this show in particular was really about the performances and the music. You know, even Beyonce's reveal was a nice centerpiece to a gallery of shows and performances.
There are two standout performances in my mind. I'd be interested to see if you agree. I thought Chris Brown and Lil Wayne, but for different reasons. So why don't we talk about Chris Brown's first? The opening was a little... Well, what did you think of... Well, tell me what you thought overall. I mean, I thought the idea that it looked as though the lighting effect started out by looking as though he was behind bars, which I thought was a tricky and interesting choice.
Right.
And then
I
mean, it became kind of big. And go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I think... I mean, I was really impressed with the performance and his, in particular, spectacle of show. You know, I was impressed with the high-flying routine, although at the same time it was sort of, oh, wow, even with all this trapeze and leaping into the sky, I'm not sure if you can escape your reputation and your history, your tainted legacy, no matter how far you jump into the skies.
Well, what do you think about that? I'm going to ask you, do you think he, and just for people who don't remember what it is that we're talking about, first of all, you know, Chris Brown has been, you know, his career has been very much damaged by the fact that he was arrested for beating up his then girlfriend, Rihanna. But in the performance last night, he did some really, I think, amazing dancing, but the performance was punctuated by the fact that he was kind of flying through the air on these trapeze wires. And so do you think he did? I mean, obviously, we're talking about his legal troubles, right?
Yeah, it seems like as a performer, his ability as a performer has made him more polarizing. I mean, I think anyone with that history or that legacy, that resume would be easily brushed aside. I don't think we want to appreciate him and like him, but his dancing and the high wire act was so impressive that I think you have people who were won over and say, okay, I have forgotten. And I think, you know, another section of the population will never forget.
The awards finished with Lil Wayne wearing zebra print pants. He had his butt hanging out, the classic saggy style, except that the pants were kind of too tight to be really sagging. A lot of a lot of bleeps. Yeah. Very hard to play a clip. In fact, we're not going to play a clip because you really couldn't hear anything because there are a lot of bleeps. Tell me what you think.
I was interested to see what Wayne did. It feels like a really make or break time for him. He's sort of rebuilding his career and his presence on the national stage. But I'm not sure it was, the song, as you said, was bleeped out a lot. And, it seemed a little maybe out of control. And, I guess an artist like Wayne has a tough choice to make because, he has a fan base that's going to be a little edgier and looking for that edgy material. And also he wants to cross over and appeal to a mainstream audience. So his song choices are always going to be tough, I think, for a VMA stage.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're talking about the MTV Video Music Awards, the VMAs. They aired last night. They're known for their outrageous moments. We're talking about whether there were any with music critic and blogger Patrice Evans. We'll talk about Edge. Speaking of Edge, Tyler, the Creator, was the winner of the Best New Artist Award last night. He's, for people who aren't familiar with him, he's one of the more prominent members of the LA-based rap collective Odd Future. Very controversial because of their lyrics, which many people just find, even by rap standards, kind of way over the top, misogynistic. And he actually won the award for Best New Artist with his song Yonkers. And I'll just play a little clip of it so people can maybe try to understand what it is that the hype is all about. Here it is.
Swallow the cinnamon, I'm a scribble to shinage. My sit is telling me that she's been getting intimate with men. Sit, shut up. I'll pass the number to my therapist. She'll tell him all your problems. He's awesome with listening.
So tell me, what do you think? Did you think he deserved the award?
I do think he's done something interesting in terms of the presence and persona. There's a sort of Andy Kaufman-esque postmodern sensibility to his shtick. I do think it's a shtick. I do think as a young person, it's probably less articulate and well-defined. I think, for example, Lady Gaga at the top of the show has a very clear cut. She's able to articulate the sort of think piece in her persona and her performances, and I don't think Tyler, the Creator, does that as well. I think Gaga has a much better handle, just much more well thought out, but she's older and, she's been working it a long time, and he is a young kid. I think he's trying to access that sensibility, access that impulse of putting on a character, a persona that is reckless and punk. But, I think it's a little bit more of a crude execution of it.
And finally, I want to talk about Gaga a little bit. Known for the meat suit, of course, and of course for her amazing artifice costumes at any public appearance, including interviews where she's likely to turn up in anything, she decided to spend the entire awards ceremony in character as Joe Calderon. Tell us more about it.
Yes. She opened the show with a long monologue. She was talking about herself in third person as Joe Calderon, talking about Lady Gaga and how she's theater. And then she segued from that into a performance of You and I. She hit the piano, and the guitarist from Queen, Brian May, came out. And they opened up the show, and then she stayed in the Joe Calderon persona as they went throughout the show.
Which is Joe meaning sort of a gender ambiguous kind of Elvis-like character with the big pompadour, the ciggy behind the ear.
The pompadour, the slick black hair. But I was impressed. It's always, I wondered how she'd be able to pull a new trick from her bag, and she was able to do it with this Joe Calderon gender mix persona, and I think it got a lot of people talking. It was another polarizing sort of performance.
Before I let you go, so was the show overall worth watching, or would you have been better off with this Saints-Raiders game?
I thought it was a great show. I thought Lady Gaga was worth seeing her pulling another thing out the sleeve, and I thought the performances were great, and the zebra prance for Lil Wayne. I mean, you'll get to see First Downs throughout the year, but you won't get to see anything like that.
You won't get to see those zebra pants falling off his Blue Hanes briefs very often. Patrice Evans is a music blogger and a contributor to the Grantland blog. His first book, Negropedia, will be out October 4th. He was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Patrice, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.